Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Ahoy there! Hi, it's Garbled Twistery, and what are we doing? We're looking at another Vice Prezi Wezi candle date for the year 1824. All right, who's our next victim? Rufus King. Rufus King? Isn't he, like, dead by now? Oh, it's a different Rufus? Really? Okay, let's figure this out. So, Billy Rufus King was born in Sampsontown in the Northern Carolina Bean. His dad was known as the King of All Billies, and his mom was Marge Duvall. So yeah, needless to say, this boy got connections and money. Okay, that said, I bet you're wondering where this Billy Rufus man went to college, Well, he graduated from the Chapel Hill Lima Bean College in, like, 1803. He was also a member of the My Family Has a Lot of Money, So We're Gonna Throw It at People After School Club. A couple of years later, Billy did the limbo past the bar with the help of Hillary Duff's dad, and poof, now our guy's a lawyer in Clintontown. Oh, and of course this dude was a big fat Freemason. As a general rule of thumb, if you have a lot of money and you're interested in the Phoenix Force, you're basically a Freemason. So when did Billy Rufus start getting all interested in the real politique? Well, the Northern Carolina being higher up let him spend a couple years in the House of the Commoners, then they let him solicit the entire city of Wilmington, and then Big Boy Congress took him in for like 5 years, but he stopped doing that because he wanted to help out his buddy Billy Piccaninny with all his being a minister to Russia duties. He even got this super cool spy mission where he had to go to Naples. Oh, and it goes without saying, Big Boy Congress took him on when he was only like 25 years old. So yeah, this man's going places, okay? Speaking of going places, when Billy Rufus King finally got back to the U.S., he decided to do a very, very North Carolina thing. You see, the cotton gin was changing the entire Southern economic society, and of course this rich man wanted a piece of that action. So Billy bought a bunch of property in Selma and Cahabage and the Alabama River, and he made a gigantic slave plantation. Like, Billy Rufus's family became one of the largest slave-owning families in Alabama. They literally owned and abused like 500 people at once. Being rich, of course, Billy Rufus was a freaking delegate to the Alabama government. And of course, when Alabama decided to be a state, he was a senator for them, having money and all. And as a Democrat Republican too, cause come on, he ain't from Massachusetts, okay? But don't worry, this dude isn't your run-of-the-mill Democrat Republican, okay? He's actually a Nancy Drew Jackson fanboy. So I have a feeling Billy Rufus is totally gonna come up again later, because we all know very well how much of a rabble-rouser that Nancy Drew Jackson tends to be at times. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, the whispers you hear in the back of your mind, actually, I don't want to know about that. You can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus I'm working? COD games. That you trade. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Anyways, next time it's another Billy. So many Billies nowadays, huh? But this one owns a cowardly dog in the middle of nowhere. Why, yes, it's Billy Eustace. Get excited.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Big fat Freemason.